The recent removal of two Goleta post office boxes sparked outrage from locals and Congressman Salute Carbajal. In response, the USPS reinstalled the boxes outside the Patterson Avenue post office Monday evening.
It made me, and I think the public, very suspect about why these mailboxes were removed. And basically, it put in motion inquiry from my office to get to the bottom of why this was the case.
Congressman Carbajal said when his office investigated the removal of the boxes, the post office said it was due to increased theft of mail from those boxes. But the removal of USPS boxes nationwide comes while President Trump has been facing off with Democrats over funding the Postal Service. Carbajal opposes cuts to the agency.
This administration has embarked on an assault on the United States Postal Service. We need to make sure that this very important institution continues to be funded at the appropriate levels.
With funding for the USPS in financial limbo, a Central Coast postal worker who did not want to give her name says the uncertainty is nerve-wracking.
I'm just trying to get through it day by day. A lot is happening all at once. It's kind of up in the air, so I have no control over what happens.
She says there are ways people can help postal workers during this time.
I always encourage people to buy stamps. That helps out.
San Luis Obispo Mayor Heidi Harmon is also encouraging people to reach out to the representatives and to take the time to appreciate postal workers.
Reach out to your postal carrier this week. Maybe leave them a note on your mailbox for them to just tell them how much you appreciate them.
Miko Patton, a Postal Service public information officer, told KCBX that given the recent customer concerns, the Postal Service will postpone removing boxes for 90 days until after the November 3rd general election. KCBX news coverage of California and the Central Coast will continue tomorrow during Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m.